All right, Lars Lindstrom. Look, both Lawrence brothers won a heat. That's pretty cool. Good job for Hunter. And I don't know if that's ever been done in our sport before. But that's a good start to the night. And then, honestly, Jet crashed, stalled, and got hung up with a lapper and still might have won the damn thing. I think he backed it down near the end. So I don't know if you can be upset is what I'm getting at, Lars.
Yeah, I know. I kind of feel the same way. I mean, there's a couple things I'm really happy about today. One of them was Shimoda in the fake start, whole shot.
Yep.
In the heat race, whole shot. And in the main event, just kind of got hung up. It didn't come in the first turn great, but still made a couple decent moves and came out okay.
Working on starts on the break?
Yeah, because, I mean, that's been the thing holding him back, right? Yep. So it's not just about, you know, him and the bike. It's about, you know, not just technique things and stuff. It's about, you know, gate picks and just confidence, I guess. So trying to work on that. So hopefully we can build some confidence with him. And for him to get a podium was cool.
I missed the pass on Marchbanks. It was late?
Yeah, where was that?
Whoops.
I think it was over that sand wall, I think.
Yeah.
But either way, so that was all right. And then, Hunter won that heat race, which is a big improvement.
He's still awesome.
Yeah. His shoulder's still kind of getting stronger, you know, from a Daytona thing. And then, so super cool for him. And honestly, him in the main, I'm more stoked on that because he wasn't good in the beginning. And then he kind of kept getting stronger. And then, like, the last four laps, he went from, like, 9th to 7th or 10th to 7th or something. He passed Barsha. He got Anderson. He got Barsha. He got Jay Coop. And he did 54s. He was the fastest guy on the track at the end. So, like, the end of the race for him was super good.
Which, is he practicing much during the week with this injury or no?
Yeah, I mean, he's able to ride now. Okay. Yeah. I think maybe after the first race, you know, last week at Indy, he was surprised at how much it still kind of bugged him.
Okay.
And just kind of felt weak, I think. So, yeah, I think maybe they backed it down a little bit this week. Okay. But anyways, getting better.
So, yeah, you were happy with his last half of it.
Yeah. I mean, seventh for him coming from, I mean, he was like 12th for a while, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Good race. And then Jet, damn, dude. Like, I mean, before the race, I knew that there had been the sand had developed to where you could possibly jump over the wall, which he did earlier in the day, but not very good.
Some guys were kind of bouncing at practice.
Yeah. Yep. And he probably did it the cleanest out of anybody when he did his fast time in Q2. So I kind of let them know, like, hey, dude, I think if you go outside, you can jump the wall.
Yeah.
So I think he looked at it on the parade lap and whatever. And then start, you know, I got pinched off, didn't have the greatest start, and then kind of, you know, trying to be safe.
Yeah.
But then as soon as he jumped that thing and he did it super clean, I mean, it was like, it was probably a second, at least.
So right.
Yeah. And so, I mean, he did it so clean, and then the next section did that really good for a while, and then he was doing 3-3-3-1, and then he was fast in the loop. So, like, he caught those guys from way back.
It was scary.
Yeah.
Actually, Lewis, at one point, Lewis was like, if he wins this, I'm going back to MXGP. Because, like, you know, he shouldn't have won. Like, it was even after he fell. And Lewis is like, I'm going back to MXGP.
Yeah. It was unreal when he was coming through. And it was funny, after he fell, you know, he had caught them.
Yep.
Was right there, hit the back of the web. Probably should have been a little more patient. Or been more aggressive, I guess. Maybe gone for it.
Yeah.
Either way, however you want to look at that. But he got up, and there was 14 minutes left, or like 12 minutes left. I'm like, dude, we got a lot of time. So, but, you know, obviously that line kind of went away in the sand. He made another mistake and stalled it, I think. I think at some point he kind of realized, man, I'm trying a little too hard. This is kind of the rookie kind of thing that people will do. And, you know, he's smart like that, you know. So he backed it down and just kind of rode it in, I guess.
Yeah.
Even though he kind of got close again for a bit and then back again. And the track was gnarly.
It's going to look in the history books as a third, and you're just going to shrug your shoulders, but it was an impressive third, let's say that.
Yeah. And it could, I mean, I thought it was going to be just an awesome win for him because, I mean, he went around. He passed, like, three guys over that wall.
Yeah.
I think he passed, whatever. It was unreal. So, anyways, not a bad night. I mean, got to be happy with it.
Cool. Thanks, Lars.
Yeah, no worries.